Good morning, survivors, and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I'm Max O'Brien, and it's day 2567 since we came back on the air. Listeners, I have to tell you, and I know we've been talking about it a lot lately, but I miss Agnes. I think I miss her more than the others, to be honest, because they actually got to go with her to the Mennonite community, which means that from their point of view, she's only been gone a couple of days. But for me, it's already been more than a week. That's longer than anybody on the team has been apart. Well, except for that time when I was gone for 3 weeks because the Zombie Friends Association kidnapped me. But that was 4 years ago.
Max, you have to do something.
Michelle, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
He's back. I knew he was coming back, but I just didn't know when. But he's back now, and I don't know what to do.
Is this about your dad being back at Amoria?
You knew?
Oh, sure. He got in yesterday afternoon. I was going to tell you right after the broadcast, but I guess the cat's out of the bag now. But this is a good thing, right? You decided you actually did want to talk to him, and then he left. But now he's back, and you can catch up.
Max, I don't know what I want anymore. He's back, and he's not alone. It looks like he has a new family. How can he have a new family? He never came back for the one he had before, and now he's gone to have another one?
Oh, yeah, I knew about that too. But this is all the more reason for you to talk to him, to find out the whole story.
I don't want to know the whole story. I was conflicted about whether I wanted to talk to him before, but now, I definitely don't. He can't stay here. He has to go.
You know very well that we don't turn people away from Amoria unless their own behavior forces us to.
Abandoning your daughter to the foster system and breaking your promise about coming back isn't bad enough behavior for you?
I can see how you would see it that way, and I admit that's bad. But it's not societally bad, and that's usually the standard we use. Honestly, it's only happened a couple of times in the entire history of the place, and that's something I'm actually proud of.
I cannot believe you're taking his side. He left me, Max. He promised to come back. And then he left me to age out of the foster system, and he still never made contact. And now he's here with a new wife or girlfriend, or whoever she is, and they've got a kid. I wasn't good enough to be his kid, so he had to get a new one?
Michelle, since you haven't talked to him, I'm assuming you also haven't talked to Nicole, his new wife, or Marlon, his son.
Of course I haven't.
And you're probably also so upset that you didn't take time to look at and evaluate the situation.
Will you just get to your point already?
My point is that Marlon is 6 years old. You know what that means, right?
It means... means he was born after the zombies came.
That's right. And as we all know, everybody's life changed after the zombies came. You don't know your dad's story. And before you ask me, neither do I, not the whole thing. The only conversation I had with him was about the chicken he traded to me before he left the last time and how I still owe him goat milk in trade.
I thought Agnes brought some back with her from her visit to the Mennonite community. You know, before she decided to move there for good?
She did, but as you know, we don't have refrigeration. Unpasteurized milk doesn't keep forever, especially without any way to keep it cold. Even if we had a fridge, it only lasts about a week or so. We're just gonna have to hope Steve has a good kidding season.
But isn't that in the spring?
Great question. From what I've read, those goats can be pregnant for about 5 or 6 months. So if Steve and Stephanie mated right now, then we could have kids by spring, yes.
He's going to be here until spring. No. No, absolutely not. That cannot happen.
Look, I don't know what his plans are. Maybe he'll leave and come back again. But he's definitely wanting that milk.
He traded you a whole chicken that's laying eggs even as we speak. And he's willing to wait all the way until next spring to get his milk that he traded for? That makes no sense. Max, something is up.
Maybe if you go talk to him, you can find out what that is.
No, I do not care enough.
Suit yourself. But we're about out of time. Did you know we were having this whole conversation on the air?
What? No. Whatever, it's fine. I don't care. Sign us out.
Okay. For Mercury, a broadcast of hope, this has been Max O'Brien and Michelle Rhymes. Take care of each other.